AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump has had a chance to tour the Texas flood damage.
President Trump is mourning the victims of the flash flooding in Texas last weekend.
It's hard to believe the devastation.
In the Hill Country, the flooding killed more than 100 people, and Governor Greg Abbott says more than 160 are still believed missing. The president and first lady took an aerial tour of the damage and spoke with first responders and families.
My deepest sympathy to all of the parents who lost beautiful young souls.
The president says his administration's doing all it can, and while it's not backing down from pledges to shutter FEMA, he is bristling at questions about whether warnings went out in time and if more lives could have been saved.
Only a very evil person would ask a question like that.
Still, Abbott says Texas lawmakers will take a look.
We're going to work on alerts. We're going to work on every single solution to make sure things like this don't happen again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A town downstream from Kerrville, Texas, had a warning system before the devastating 4th of July flood.
As a wall of water was heading downstream, a long, flat tone blared over the tiny river community of Comfort, Texas, in a last-ditch warning for those who had missed cell phone alerts to get out. Everyone in Comfort, Texas survived the flooding. Comfort is no stranger to tragic flooding. In 1978, 33 people were killed, 15 of them in Comfort. So when an opportunity arose last year to expand the community's emergency warning system, residents buckled down to find the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A down day on Wall Street as the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ all dropped. This is AP News. President Trump says the new tariffs against Canada would go into effect August 1st, creating a tense series of weeks ahead for the global economy. Before flying to Texas, the president was asked about the letter he sent to Canadian leaders, announcing he will raise taxes on many imported Canadian goods to 35%.
It was sent yesterday. They called. I think it was fairly well received. It's what we need. So we'll see what happens.
The U.S. State Department has fired more than 1,300 employees. A senior department official says the department has sent layoff notices to about 1,100 civil servants and nearly 250 foreign service officers with assignments in the United States. More information is available at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,